A story that is so familiar with us because we celebrate Pesach, and yet over here we go through it in detail and we unpack it. The parsha begins with God responding to Moses, who had challenged him and said, "Why did you make it worse for your people? You sent me to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh only increased in his affliction of the people." Hashem then responds to Moses and says, "I've had revelations with your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I was never challenged in such a manner that they actually asked me about the way things were being conducted." And now we understand on some level that's a good indication of who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Moshe is the leader, the fearless leader. And so he is pushing back to Hashem and saying, "What's going on over here?" Now I want to take a step back and just give a broader picture. 400 plus years earlier, Abraham had had a covenant with the Almighty, and the Almighty indicated that his descendants will be in a land that's not their own, and there will be affliction. And it will only be after four generations that they will return back homeward. Also, we've seen over the last couple of parshas that when Moses went back to Egypt, he uses code words that would indicate that he's here to move this divine promise that God gave to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah to establish the nation within the confines of the borders of Israel was about to unfold. So there's a much bigger picture over here that's unfolding. Of course, you have to see all of life is a bigger picture. We today in our generation is also a part of a picture. We feel like sometimes islands unto ourselves, but the reality is that we're in a link, of a very, very illustrious story and biblical promise. And furthermore, says Hashem to Moshe, "I have heard the outcry of the children of Israel that are being subjugated by the Egyptians, and I've remembered my covenant." Over here, it's very, very powerful to see the words that one of the things that have brought forth the savior nature of Hashem at this particular point is the fact that the people have been crying out. But crying out means that they've been praying, that they've been opening up their heart, that they've been supplications to the Almighty. This is a very big idea too. In other words, Hashem knows everything. Hashem also understands when, even today, or especially today, when we're going through our problems and our troubles, but it takes that step forward to actually reach out and to pray. So that inspires the response from on high. And that's what Hashem is saying over here, that I have heard the outcry of the Jewish people, and now I've remembered my covenant, meaning that it's inspired the reaction which is about to take place. Now understand over here, again, there's another story that's taking place over here, and that is that this is the beginning of monotheism, if you really understand it. I mean, Abraham was the first one which created the system of monotheism. Of course, it's very, very new in the world itself. Over here now, we're talking about a people which are accepting this idea of a God, right? Before we had the sons of Jacob, which is more of a sort of a burgeoning family, a growing family. Now we have a nation over here. And the dialogue which takes place is Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Hashem. The Jewish people are praying to Hashem. And when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Pharaoh and says, "God has sent me over here to take the Jewish people out. You must let the Jewish people go." And Pharaoh responds, "Me, Hashem, who actually is Hashem?" Denying the existence of the supreme being. And it's well known that Pharaoh thought of himself as his own deity, that he was a god, and that's what he had put onto his people. So you have a very, very unique showdown over here, where Pharaoh is representing himself as the all-powerful one, and yet God is slowly peeling back those layers that it should become obvious to all that actually God runs the world. And mind you, it's not about God proving that he is a supreme being. That would be sort of getting to a shouting match. But rather that the world becomes refined because there's the prevalence, the understanding, the sensing, and the mission that comes with divine energy. Pharaoh is all about ego, and it's about him, that he is the powerful one. Now think for a second, if not for this showdown, where would we perhaps be? Because think for a second about our lives. When it revolves around us, the egotism that it's all about us, then how much do we really achieve within this world? In fact, it's just a figment of our own imagination. But the beauty of life and the depth of life and the purpose of life is for us to get beyond ourselves and to connect with the divine. We do that through Torah and through mitzvot. And as a result of that, we perfect the world. We make the world a better place. We bring down divinity into this world. But it all starts with a recognition and a sensitivity and a connection to something that's beyond ourselves, to our soul inside us, and to the divine energy that's all around us. And as Jews, we know that our strength comes from connecting with the directives of the Almighty, which are found in the Torah, and also connecting by studying the Torah, which is exactly what this podcast is about. As you go through your day today, you will notice that so much of what you have in your life is that connection to divine, and it's what gives us a deeper, a greater purpose, and the sense of purpose, which brings such happiness to our lives. Have a wonderful day.